With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. New satellite election offices near and on American Indian reservations in Montana saw low turnout before the primary. But state and tribal officials are still calling the effort to expand voter equality a success.
I visited them last week and the week before. The week before I went to Hart Butte, and then last week I visited five.
This is Secretary of State Linda McCullough.
Well, I was impressed that the county election administrators had everything set up. I mean, it was all very well organized. And it was a little light turnout, but that's typical of a primary.
In 2012, the Secretary of State and county election officials were sued by several Montana tribes for not providing Native Americans with equal access to voting. The suit was settled in 2014, and part of the agreement created satellite offices to benefit three reservations. Last year, the Secretary of State issued a directive to create additional satellite offices. There are now 13 locations across 9 counties that provide early voting and late registration for 6 tribal nations. Marcy McLean with the advocacy group Western Native Voice says satellite offices can eliminate barriers of distance and discrimination. But right now, she says the education about these new offices isn't quite keeping up with their services because they're so new.
And that's the hard part of all of this work. Well, I wouldn't say the hard. It's the part of this work that is going undone by anybody else. It's been hard because the people in the on the reservation communities don't have a complete understanding of what this 30-day period is.
Those 30 days refer to the month before elections when the offices are open. Most of them aren't open on election day. Instead, they provide services leading up to the election.
A lot of the people's responses have been, I thought I could only vote on election day. And well, I didn't know how to register to vote. I didn't know I had to register to vote. So there was a lot of uninformed citizens out there.
She says over the past 2 weeks, advocates have been learning the best ways to teach people about how these offices help voters. She expects better turnout in the general election after a summer of voter education and outreach.
So, I mean, if we're talking equitable, you know, you need an office in every location because the reservations, the communities are spread so far out. Like in, on the Blackfeet Reservation, the satellite office is in Browning, which is still 30 miles away from one of the larger outlying communities. So that's still a drive for a community that, again, experiences the high poverty and all that negative stuff. So it's not completely equitable right now, but it's a step in the right direction, and it at least brings that service to their community.
County election officials also pin low turnout at this point to a lack of voter interest in the primary and the absence of education about these new offices.
I only had, I believe, 10 in Crow Agency and 11 in Busby.
Dulcie Baradunt-Walk is an election administrator for Bighorn County, which serves the Crow and Northern Cheyenne reservations. The county opened a second satellite office this year in Busby. Baradunt-Walk says she hasn't seen as much of an effort to engage voters this year, even though there are more voting services.
And so there wasn't a huge push from the organizations that usually go to get voters and bring them into the office. There wasn't a huge push from them until like the last week or two. And so I think that's why our numbers were so low.
Shoto County Clerk and Recorder Lana Clausen also said turnout was low at the Rocky Boy office.
We had 0 voters the first 2 Wednesdays. The third Wednesday, we had 4 voters. And the fourth Wednesday, we had 6 voters. We think that there may have been a better turnout if it had somehow been advertised a little better on the reservation.
While the new satellite offices for tribal nations haven't yet brought in many voters, the Secretary of State's office is seeing an increased participation from absentee voters statewide. The Secretary's office is projecting absentee ballot return numbers to beat the 2014 rate of 73%. When I asked Secretary of State Linda McCullough if the new satellite offices meet the need for increased voter access in Native communities, she kept her answer short.
I think that we've made a really good start.
I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.